Well, without further ado, I present to some, introduce to others, none other than my bishop, Bishop Elroy Ben. God bless you, Bishop Elroy Ben. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. My God, my brother, my friend, glory to God. I'm honored to be with this family, my family, the AGAT family. Good to see the all the Dixons that's there, especially the greatest saxophone player that I know. Bless the Lord. Amen. Good to see you, my brother Charles and everyone. Sister Stephanie, oh my God. Sister Carla, I mean, you just took us up this morning. Glory to God. Love the exuberance and the excitement you have for the God that you worship. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I didn't have to think about coming on or getting off of my busy schedule. Even while I'm here with you, they're having church, praise God, in the sanctuary. And I'm in the office. I said, my brother have called. I just got to drop everything because I love you all so dearly. Amen. Bless God. I saw Bishop Dixon did something and he cheated before our eyes. All of us were given virtual hugs and he reached over and hugged his wife. That was not fair. That was not nice. Amen. That was not nice. So we have to scold him for that. We're supposed to give virtual, just hug yourself. But he cheated. Bless you, man of God. I'm so honored to have Bishop Carl Dixon in my life. As a matter of fact, as he said, we both served under Bishop Everett, and after Bishop passed, as you know, the mantle fell in my hand, and it was no hesitation of mine to have Bishop Carl Dixon as my first assistant. And so, praise God, he's operating in that capacity. Just as I served Bishop Everett, he is now serving me. And I'm telling you, what a faithful brother, good friend, and confidant in the Lord. When my head hurt, I call him, hallelujah, and say, I need somebody to talk to. And he's always there to encourage me and support me. And of course, the precious jewel at his side, the precious jewel, the one and only, glory to God, Pastor Angie. Come on, let's give God a praise for them. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Very soft-spoken she is, but I'm telling you, very deep and seasoned and matured in the things of God. So I congratulate AGAT on your 28th anniversary. I did not realize, but we at DCF, we started off in 1992, and you started in 1993. So we are 1 year ahead of you, but praise God, to God be the glory. 28 years accomplishing and doing the things of God. And hallelujah, hitherto has the Lord been good to us. He has been good, and he has brought us to this point where we are this morning. So again, thank God. Congratulations on behalf of my wife and I and the entire DCF body, both in New Jersey and North Carolina, and also on behalf of the Deliverance Christian, Deliverance Jesus is Coming Fellowship of Churches. I congratulate you on reaching this milestone and going on from here. And that is my topic on tonight, today, going on from here. Where do we go from here? Let us pray at this time. Father, we thank you. We give praise to you. We give honor and glory to you. Thank you for the opportunity we can gather. God, we may not be all in one building at the same time, but we're still in your house, connected from our various homes, connected from our various locations, yet God, connected in common faith and the spirit of unity, as we come to herald, to celebrate, to give you praise, honor, and glory for our journey thus far. Let your word encourage us on this morning. I pray again your blessing upon the leadership and also the membership. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Give me a thumbs up if you're hearing me clearly. Bless God. Glory. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go into the Word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and two verses that if you have been in Christendom for any long time, you would have heard these verses or read them before. But let's be refreshed and encouraged by them on today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, reading verse 57 and 58. 57 and 58. It says, reading from the King James Version, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." The word of God to the people of God this morning. Ah, my God, in looking to God and pondering, Father, what should I share? After thumbing through many of pages and probably even sermons that you have preached before, this is where God allowed me to land on today, these two verses here. And as I pondered on it, the thought that came to me is going on from here. Where do we or how do we go on from here? Looking at this, as I said, if you have read this portion before, you will also see some verses that come directly before the verses that I read. Verses that speak about the great transformation that awaits the believer and also our victory over death. The great transformation. What are we talking about? Well, verse 51 to 54 highlights that by talking about us being changed, transformed, and also going before the Lord in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The Bible talk about the dead in Christ arising first, and the mortal shall put on immortality, and the corrupt shall put on incorruption. And we as believers, we look forward for this great transformation. That's the hope of the believer. I remember old Jim Rees, an old songwriter, used to say, "This world is not my home, I'm just passing through." And I believe that is where we all are as far as this life is concerned. We are looking forward to that time that the trump of God will sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Yes, it is the hope of the believer. And then the next thing that is highlighted in the verses before, verse 54 to 56, it talks about our ultimate victory over death, or ultimate victory. For it says in verse 55, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" We know that Jesus conquered hell, death, and the grave. And because he lives, we would live also. He, praised God, he had victory over death, victory over the grave, and bless the name of the Lord. We also will have that operating in our life when one day either we're going to go by way of the undertaker or we will go by way of the upper taker. But one great thing we know, glory to God, hallelujah, that death will have no domain and authority over us. Two beautiful aspects of our Christian walk that is brought out in those verses before. But there was not where I'm going to park. I just give you, praise God, hallelujah, the appetizer. Let's go into the main course. The main course comes out in verse 57 and 58. And just as Paul talks about our transformation and our victory over death, it would seem as though he comes now and he encourages us as to what is our disposition, what is our mode of operation, even while we are waiting for those glorious moments that are shared in the verses before. And this is where the thought came to me, even as we are celebrating 28 years of ministry, 28 years of doing the work of God, 28 years of lifting up the bloodstained banner of Jesus, 28 years of faithfully following God in what he has given us to do and what he has directed us to do. And I'm saying us because I am an honorary member of AGAT. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So where do we go from here? How do we proceed from here? And so having achieved those 28 years, we look back. I heard our sister talk about reflection. We reflect on where God has brought us. We thank God for where we are, and we look forward with expectancy to what is up ahead. Can I get an amen from somebody? We look back and we say, God, we thank you for bringing us over, bringing us through. And now that we're here, we give you praise for having reached this milestone. Glory to God. But there is an excitement, there is an expectancy of what is up ahead. My God, tell somebody, hallelujah, something great is up ahead. I believe God with you that something great is up ahead, and I'm believing God with every fiber of my being. Why? Because glory to God, he that hath begun this great work is more than able to finish it, more than able to accomplish it, and more than able to bring it into full fruition, so that eyes will not be able to see and ears will not be able to understand all that God is yet to do on our behalf. Can we give him a praise right there? Bless the name of the Lord. So now that we are here, how do we go forward, going on from here? The first thing I realized as I explored the text is that Paul says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So how are we going to move on from here? First of all, we move forward knowing we have the victory. Glory to God. We move forward knowing we have the victory. That is what Paul encouraged us with. He says, thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not going to get the victory. We have the victory. Can I get an amen? We are not going to get it, Bishop. We are not going to get it, Pastor Angie. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God who has given us the victory. So what does that tell us? That we are in a win-win situation. Glory to God. We are in a win-win situation because the victory has already been released to us. Can you remember Paul as he stood up in this win-win situation? He said, I believe it's in Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Hallelujah. If you leave me living, I'm going to live with Christ because I have the victory. And if I die, I'm still going to gain because I have not lost anything. I have just grabbed a hold of eternal life. So however the pendulum swing, glory to God, I'm still victorious. Glory to God. And I'm saying that over Agag. However the pendulum swing, we are operating knowing that we're not going to get the victory, but we're walking in victory. Look what the scripture says. It says, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. So we receive the victory that has been given unto us. And there is where many a time we struggle, because the Bible said that has been given unto us. What do you do when something has been given unto you? Sister Carla, I believe you receive it. Glory to God. So what we have to do, in spite of our struggles, in spite of all that may confront us, what we have to realize, that which has been given to us, we have received it. Glory to God. We have digested it. We have embraced it. And so he said, but thanks be unto God who giveth us. Be thankful for what, where you are. Thankful, praise God, for what you have accomplished. And we are thanking God for even those things that we have not even received yet. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. What did David say? David said in the psalm, he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. I'm not waiting to see it to believe it. I am believing to see it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Agag, don't wait to see to believe. The same God that have brought us 28 years, glory to God. I'm looking for mucho blessing up ahead. Hallelujah. Can I go a little Spanish right there? Mucho blessing. Hallelujah. I say it again. Mucho blessing. Whatever God has for us, we are believing him for. So we celebrate 28 years. Despite and in spite of the challenges that have come our way, in spite and despite the hurdles, the difficulties, the setbacks that have come our way, and we reach out and we embrace the accomplishment, the various accomplishments that we have been able to undertake. Thank God for that. Bless the name of the Lord. No, we haven't reached or received all that we believe God for in the 28 years, but I want to let you know you have made some progress. You have achieved some great things, and one of the great things you have received is longevity. Brother Charles, many a ministry that started off in 1993 are not here today. Can I get an amen? Many who started off with gusto, started off with fervor, started off excited, glory to God. I thank God that bishop didn't fold up after the second Sunday and the 200 didn't show up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He could have packed up after that second Sunday and just said, okay, he sera, sera, whatever will be. But he stayed with the vision. He stayed with the course. And many of us who came on, praise God, I heard someone saying, I didn't come on from the beginning, but I'm here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, a certain man sent out some people to work. He said, he sent them out early. He said he sent some out midday. He sent some out some evening. Praise God. But you know what? At the end of it all, we all are recipients of the blessing and the favor and the anointing that's on the ministry. Glory to God. Can I get an amen? We are all recipients. That favor, that anointing that is over the ministry and over the leadership, many of us can say truly, we would not have been where we are today had it not been for the oil that is flowing from the bishop's head, even into our own lives today. Somebody give God praise for the oil that's on the leadership. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I'm sure many of us can say that there were times, there were situations that confronted us, and it was not our prayer that brought us through, but it was knowing that we had a leader that was connected to God, who prayed for us and prayed us through. And look back now, and we can say, thanks be unto God for godly anointed leadership. Come on, give God praise right there. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I told you he's my sounding board. I told you he's my heir. That's why I could celebrate him today, because I've known many of the conversations that we have had. He has helped me to be where I am today and who I am today. So what am I saying? I'm thanking God for the victory. Come on, let's first of all embrace the victory that God have released over the ministry. It does not mean that we would not have challenges. It does not mean that we'd not have hurdles to cross. It does not mean that we wouldn't run into some Jordans and some Red Sea. But we are going there, and we are going through knowing that God has already given us the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many things about tomorrow, the songwriter said, I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I sure know who holds my hand. Do you have that confidence today also? You have the victory. Then he goes on to my second point as he looks to, as he shares in verse 15. He said, where do we, how do we go from here? We go, first of all, embracing the thankfulness and embracing the victory that God has given us. And then secondly, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. How do we move on from here? By embracing a steadfast mindset. Let me say that again. By embracing or even developing a steadfast mindset. What do you mean by that, Bishop? Well, I went and looked into the meaning of the word steadfast. Steadfast means firmly fixed in place, firm in belief and determination. Let me say that again, steadfast, to be firmly fixed in place and firm in belief and determination. What does that mean, Bishop? We are committed to the end. We are committed to the end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are committed. We are dedicated. We are locked in to whatever God has installed for the ministry and whatever God will do with the ministry. We are locked in. For he that hath begun that work, we know he is more than able to finish it. We are determined to carry out the vision set before us. Glory to God. Determined. He said, be steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah. Ah, the vision may tarry, but we're going to wait for it. Glory to God. We may not see all that we believe in God for, but we're going to wait until our change comes. I believe that for the 28 years of this ministry, if everyone whose life was impacted by for those 28 years were on today, we would have had probably about 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 different slides of people, praise God, on this morning. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. It would not just be just our faces, but glory to God. Hallelujah. Some were impacted and they moved on. That's all right. Some, hallelujah, received their healing and they continued on. That's all right. But whatever deposits God have allowed us to make in the lives of individuals, we are still staying with the vision and committed to what God has in store for us. We are not moved by numbers. Oh, glory to God. We are not moved. Oh, my God, can I say that again? We are not moved by numbers. We are not deflated, praise God, by the many things that we have had to deal with. We are still saying we are steadfast and unmovable. Glory to God. We are steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I love that. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Abounding there means always excelling. Excelling. I have never seen my brother Bishop Carl Dixon and Pastor Angela Dixon just put anything together. Hallelujah. My God. Just settle for any and anything. They're always abounding, looking for ways and means to enhance ministry, to enhance relationship, to enhance lives, glory to God. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I thank God for the spirit of excellence that I see in their lives and in their ministry. Can I get an amen, somebody? Glory to God. They're abounding. God, how can we better? How can we do it better? Well, many of us during this COVID, praise God, we have had to use the platforms that we are using today. And my God, this looked like quality stuff that I am on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're not hearing, you're not going to praise God to me. This is quality stuff. I have seen some Zoom, praise God. Charles looked dark. You could hardly see him. Hallelujah. My God, you're seeing figures upon figures upon figures. But look at quality. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Hallelujah. That's the stamp of excellence that I believe is on the ministry, always abounding, always looking for the more of God, always looking to excel in God, because God have been so good to us, we want to give him the best of us. Hallelujah. Can I say that again? Because God has been good to us, we want to give him the best of us. When we come before God, there is no second place. God gets the full magnitude of our being and who we are. Can we give him a praise right there? Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Continue to abound. Continue to abound. What does that mean? As I look at that, the Lord tell me to drop this in your spirit. Be open to God's shifting and his timing. Be open to God's shifting and his timing. What do I mean by that? Over the past 28 years, we may have done things in a certain way and a certain manner, but remember, praise God, vision remains the same, but methodology and mode will change. Glory to God. Vision will remain the same, but mode and methodology and modalities, those things will change. Glory to God. So what we do, we have to be open to the shiftings of God. And so we don't know where God is going to shift us in this next season of the ministry, but be open to the shift. Ah, my God. Somebody speak back to the camera and say, be open to the shift. Be open to what God will do in us and for us. Bless the Lord. We are workers together with God. What does that mean? God work with him, hallelujah, while working for him. work with him while working for him. Ah, somebody didn't get that. Many a times we can go ahead of God. We can go in the back of God. Hallelujah. But the Bible lets us know that we are workers together with God. And God gave me this to drop in the spirit of Agag this morning. Work with him while working for him. Be ready for whatever God has for you in this next season, in this next 28 years plus to come. Be ready and willing to shift with God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. So we are going to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. And finally, going on from here, how do we do it? How do we go from here? First of all, we embrace the victory that we have. Secondly, we develop a steadfast mindset. And thirdly, last but not least, glory to God, keep stay knowing that your reward is sure. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. I feel that in my spirit as I said. How do I move forward? I move forward knowing that my reward is sure. Look what he said. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, woo, glory to God, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Somebody should declare it over their life right now. My reward is sure. Hallelujah. My reward is sure. Bishop, these 28 years you have put down, your labor is sure. These 28 years of investing in the kingdom of God, your reward is sure. These 28 years of investment will produce an everlasting harvest. Can I say that? These 28 years of investing in the kingdom of God will bring about an everlasting return. Hallelujah. This is one investment that comes back with a substantial return. You're not hearing what I'm saying. When you invest in the stock market, Brother Charles, hallelujah, glory to God. I have a little portfolio there. And some days I am rejoicing. It's all in the green. And by the next week, praise God, I'm scratching my head. Should I take my money out? Because it's looking red right now. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. It fluctuates up and down. But I'm giving you an assurance this day that the investment in God's kingdom don't fluctuate. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless the name of the Lord. This hallelujah. This one don't fluctuate. This don't go up and down. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, my God, whatever you have invested, there is always a substantial return. And the greatest substantial return will be all, we will all reap eternal and everlasting life. Ah, riando robo shata riande, I feel to preach right there. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What you don't, let me give you something here. What you don't cash in here is awaiting for you over there. Can I say it again? Can I say it again? What you don't cash in here is waiting. The return is waiting over there. Don't pull your hair out because you don't see everything right here. You will not see everything right here. There are some things that God is going to hold back until the fullness of time. And my God, hallelujah. But what he said, be not weary in in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Can I just do a little dance? Hallelujah. I don't want to get up, but my foot is tingling right now because there is a return for my investment. He says it here, your labor is not in vain. My God, glory to God. Know that the blessings, my God, that we will receive, they are rewarding. Paul says in Romans 8:18, as I close, he said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this world is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. The sufferings, the sacrifice, the commitment, the going down and getting food and bringing up food and distributing food, and oh my God, hallelujah, the food pantry, the clothing ministry, the young people's ministry, whatever it is you have been faithful in doing for the Lord, God said, hallelujah, your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. And as I close, I said to you, as the writer of Hebrews says it, glory to God, he encourages the people and gives them a word of comfort. What is that word? God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, in that you have ministered unto many and you continue to minister. I say to you this morning, stay the course. I say to you this morning, stay in the race. Continue to be who you are and the people that God have called you to be. Continue to make an impact and never stop making a difference. Let me say that again. Continue to make an impact, but never stop making a difference. May God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord, the word of the Lord to the people of God. Be blessed and be encouraged on this, your 28th church anniversary. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop Ben. Wow. Come on, give God praise. Come on, give God praise, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless him. Thank you for our bishop, oh God. Thank you for our word, oh God. Thank you for your use to encourage us, oh God. Bless the servant, oh God. Bless the anointed vessel, oh God. Put back in him what he put in us, oh God. Oh, restore unto him, oh God. Strength, virtue, oh God. Thank you for that word. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Lord, have mercy. Woo! My God. Oh, Bishop, man. Powerful word. God gave me 1 Corinthians 15:57-58 about a month ago. I'm still chewing on that. Now you just said you ain't finished chewing, eat some more. And then oh my God. Thanks be unto God. That's for us, church. That's for us, Agat family. We got to continue to give God thanks, regardless of what we see or what we think or what we imagine. We need to know that God has given us the victory. Thank you so much, Bishop Ben, for that word. I am encouraged more than you can imagine with that word, Bishop Ben. It's timely, it's seasoned. It's seasoned, and it's right where we are at right now. My God, we're crossing over that Jordan. My God. Woo! My God, we're crossing over that Jordan. My God. Went through the Red Sea, but now we're crossing over that Jordan. Lost another message. Bishop, awesome word. I'm going to tell you, I told y'all you were going to get blessed today. I told you it was going to be blessed. Where do we go from here? Going on from here. Thank you so much, Bishop. Man. I'm not going to do like some of the old traditional preachers and try to preach that same word over again. We don't do that. We just receive it. Come on. Come on, raise your hand if you receive that word. If you receive that word, just raise your hand and say, I receive that word. I receive that word. I receive that word. Yes, thank you so much.
Bless you. Bless you, Bishop. Praise God. I don't want to seem rude, but I have another assignment to run to. Amen.
I just didn't
want to leave without just saying, love you. Praise God. Amen. I have to be out in the next 5 minutes. Love you guys.
Love you.
We'll
love
talk
you.
Soon.
Thank love you so much. You give us a call soon.
I love to Dr. Ben.
I love to your
family. Yes, we will. Yes, I will. Bless you.